Midland Council approved a symbolic motion at a recent council meeting as more than just a signal to the community that we're not head in the sand syndrome, said Mayor Bill Gordon, anticipating that U.S. tariffs would impact procurement for the municipality and its residents. The motion, looking at municipal procurement updates, was approved days prior to tariffs from the U.S. government, which were implemented this week against Canadian goods. Retaliatory tariffs were announced on Tuesday against the U.S. Gordon had crafted the motion with assistance from municipal procurement staff, reflecting comments he had made on his personal website into a more formal item at the council meeting. In essence, the lengthy motion requested town staff to prepare a report when tariffs were implemented which addressed economic impacts, alternative and mitigation strategies, and council recommendations. Catherine McDonald pointed out that such duties were already within the realm of town staff and asked why a report was required. Gordon replied that, without this direction, this is more symbolic, but opted to change the wording of the motion to await a time when tariffs would arrive. The question remains from a small municipality. What role do we play along from just going along for the ride? Said Gordon in the meeting. Is our wagon literally hitched and we have no options, or should we be preparing for the worst, hoping for the best but planning for the worst? After the meeting, Gordon stated that the U.S. tariffs held particular volatility for the businesses and residents of Midland. From a manufacturing perspective, it's a real threat, said Gordon. Most of our manufacturing is tied intimately into the automotive supply chain. He shared that he had attended a discussion with members of the Ontario Auto Mayors Caucus last week along with Minister of Innovation, Science and Industry François-Philippe Champagne. All automotive manufacturing in Canada and the U.S. will end within 2 days. Like, it'll just stop, predicted Gordon, because there's no parts, they just can't continue. I look at the impact in a small urban municipality like Midland, that could mean mass layoffs. It could signal the exit of some of these manufacturers from Canada. None of this happens overnight, but it's a cascade effect. Gordon added that whereas many procurement items would be scrutinized, some could not be delayed, such as the $30 million Housing Enabling Water System Fund received from the province last year for usage within a short time frame. The procurement report motion is available in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be viewed on Rogers TV Cable Channel 53 when available, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.